Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we will be speaking about today. Just a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise today. We give him the glory. But before we start on our broadcast today, let's have a good word. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Yahweh. Good morning, Spirit of Truth. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for each and every person that have tuned in on this broadcast this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise for them, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father. No matter what they may be going through, dear Heavenly Father, we know you to be the way maker, dear Heavenly Father. We know you to do everything but fail, dear Heavenly Father. So we come asking you to go forth on this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about Sadie. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. So I ask you to speak through me today, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth on this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, today we're going to talk about spiritual maturity. And I thank my guests that have come on this morning to listen and participate. You know, after salvation, every believer is expected to begin the process of spiritual growth. Just like a baby grows from living on ordinary milk to some light, solid meals, and eventually to cracking real bones at adulthood. You know, a Christian must grow from just taking the milk of the word to a spiritual bone cracker. It is not correct to claim that the Spirit of God lives in you without any effect on your lifestyle. So some of the tag words you'll hear me mention today on this broadcast is characteristic, maturity, and insight. So today, you know, as we go for a spiritual Christian, live as a son, not as a slave. You'll find that in Romans 8:14-16. Luke 8:21, he is led by the Spirit and bears the fruits of the Spirit. He is a mindful of spiritual things. He is free from the law and its condemnation. He has mortified the deeds of the flesh. He is divinely guided and has spiritual insight. You know, mature believers possess some of these indications. An appetite for stronger meat. You know, you've heard people say, I'm off of milk. I'm on meat. Now, that means they need something, and know they need something stronger than just that baby formula, just that milk they've been getting. They want something stronger for as they grow spiritually. You know, love for deeper doctrine. Unyieldingness to personal offense, a conscience informed by scripture, not opinion, a sense of humility when used by God in ministry, a tendency to give credit for spiritual growth to God and not people. And you know, a lot of people have, instead of giving God the credit, they give everybody in town the credit, but instead of giving God the credit for what he's doing in their life. And you know, becoming spiritually is Christ's aim for the church. We should all strive towards spiritual maturity so as to be ready for the coming of Christ. And we're going to be talking about a little bit further on what is spiritual maturity. You know, spiritual maturity is achieving through becoming more like Jesus Christ. After salvation, every Christian began the process of spiritual growth with the intent to become spiritually mature. According to the Apostle Paul, it's an ongoing process that will never end in this life. Over in Philippians 3:12-14, it speaks of full knowledge of Christ. He tells his readers that he himself has not always obtained all things or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brethren, that's what Paul is saying. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Like Paul, we have to press continuously toward the knowledge of God in Christ. You know, Christian maturity requires a radical reordering of one's priority. You need to change over from pleasing self to pleasing God and learning to obey God. We have to do that. We have to change over from pleading and pleasing ourselves, this flesh, and learn how to please God and to be obedient to God. The key to maturity is consistently perseverance in doing those things we know will bring us closer to God. These practices are referred to as the spiritual discipline, including things such as Bible reading, study, prayer, fellowship, service, and stewardship. No matter how hard we might work on those things, however, none of them is possible without the enabling of the Holy Spirit within us. Over in Galatians 5 and 16, it tells us that we are to walk by the Spirit. The Greek word used here for walk actually means to walk, purpose, and view. Later in the same chapter, Paul tells us again that we are to walk by the Spirit. Here the word translates, walk has the idea of taking things step by step, one step at a time. It is learn to walk under the instruction of another. The Holy Spirit being filled with the Spirit means we walk under the Spirit's control. As we submit more and more to the Spirit's control, we will also see an increase in the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. You'll find that in Galatians 5:22-23. This is the characteristic of spiritual maturity. That word is characteristic. When we become Christians, we are given all we need for spiritual maturity. Peter tells us that God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who calls us to his own glory and excel. You'll find it in 2 Peter 1 and 3. God alone is our resource. And all growth comes by grace through him. But we are responsible to make the choice to obey. Peter again helped us in this area. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. But if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find that in 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8. Being effective and fruitful in the knowledge of the Lord is the essence of spiritual maturity. You know, and as I was thinking about that spiritual maturity, we striving each and every day to grow more and more in God. No, we don't know everything. That's why we are studying. That's why we are reading. That's why we are praying, as I was saying earlier. That's why we are trying to learn and get more knowledge of the Word of God to help us grow more spiritually in our walk with Christ. You know, spiritual maturity is a process that begins with the person accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. He or she is born again of the Holy Spirit and then choose to live in Christ. The Apostle Paul said that spiritual growth is an ongoing process. No matter how old we get, and we're still living, that's an ongoing process. We don't get it overnight. You know, it's not that I have already attained all this or have already made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brethren, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, and I go back to Philippians 3, 12 and 14, forgetting what is behind and standing toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Even the Apostle Paul had not arrived, yet he continued pressing toward the prize. You know, therefore, in order for Christian maturity to develop in your life, you must make a choice to learn God's word. Allow God to renew your mind and then be obedient to what you learn. You'll find that in Romans 12, 1 through 2. It says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We are talking about spiritual maturity today, and we're going to talk about now accomplishing growth. You know, what are the marks of spiritual maturity? I'm glad you asked. Spiritual maturity is learning how to walk in obedience to God. It is making the choice to live by God's viewpoint rather than your human viewpoint. And if we have anyone that would like to chime in on this topic today, all you have to do is hit one on your keypad of your phone, and I will bring you in. Excuse me. Galatians 5, 16 and 25 give the key. So I say, live by the Spirit, and ye will not gratify the desire of the sinful nature. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The word walk in verse 16 is from the Greek word perpetos, which means to walk with a purpose in view. The word walk in verse 25 is translated from another Greek word, sotousa, and it means step by step, one step at a time. It is learning to walk under the instruction of another. That person is the Holy Spirit. Since believing or indwelled by the Spirit, they should also walk under his control. How can you learn to walk in the Holy Spirit control? First of all, you study God's word, coming from 2 Timothy 2:15, 3, 16 and 17, instruct us. Do your best to present to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handled the word of truth. All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is good practice, instruction on how you become spiritually mature. It is not done by osmosis, but it is done by choosing to apply God's word in everyday circumstances. As you walk step by step, applying God's word to your life, you will grow spiritually. You know, spiritual maturity should be a priority for you. Anyone who live on milk, being still an infant, is not acquired and are not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the matured, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. As a believer, you are not to be milk fed. Instead, you are called to chew on the meat of God's word. Discover God's truth by in-depth Bible study. Feed yourself spiritually. Then apply that substance to your life as you walk in the Holy Spirit. Give me a moment to take a little drink of water, and I'll be right back. Thank you. You know, spiritual maturity means living in Christ. In order to experience spiritual maturity, you must also understand that growth comes by grace. And it is God alone who is your resource. You'll find 2 Peter 1 through 9 reminds you that God is the source. His divine power have given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Though these have given us his very great and precious promise, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corrupt in the world caused by evil desire. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective, unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Today we're talking about spiritual maturity. And the word of God said, when you became a child of God, you was given all you needed in Christ to become a spiritual matured believer. However, you are responsible to make a choice. Will you choose to use and apply God's principle to your life today? The wonderful thing about being in submission to God's maturing process is that you will be changed. You don't have to worry about becoming mature. God does the changing. He will conform you to the image of Jesus Christ. As you humbly surrender to his Holy Spirit and learn his word, today we are talking about spiritually maturity. You know, spiritual maturity is not reached by the passing of the years, but by obedience to the will of God. Spiritual maturity is bound to obedience. Spiritual maturity is not reached by the passing of the years, but obedience will never exceed our knowledge of the Bible. So we have to be obedient to the Word of God and to what God is telling us to be able to increase and to get spiritual maturity. We need to be obedient to God. You know, over in Hebrews 13 and 20, it says, "May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, he equipped you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever." When you think about spiritual maturity, growing in spiritual maturity, including serving others in love. God wants us to show and display that love to all. If you feel called to sponsor a child through a truly effective Christian charity, please stop by. Look, we have so many things that we can show love to and show our spiritual maturity. I brought up a child because the children need us. We're in a generation now where they're going to hell in a handbasket. We need to be able to reach our young people, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. We have to tell them all that we know about Jesus Christ, because time is winding up. It's not long as it has been. So that means we have to have characteristics about ourselves. We have to have insight. So when they come to us, we're not going to have all the answers, but we can have some answers that will help them and show them and lead them to Christ, that will give them spiritual maturity, that they will be able to be obedient to God and not to man and not to the flesh, but obedient to God. So that is our topic for today, spiritual maturity. We hope you all who was listening got something out what spiritual maturity is. And it's becoming more like Jesus. He wants us to be obedient to his will and to his way. I thank each and every person that tuned in today to the broadcast. And do come back. We will be on as much as possible on Wednesdays. I haven't changed the date yet, and it's still set for 10 o'clock. So if something changed, I'll try to get a message on my Facebook, Twitter, or whatever account to let you know. But we want to go forward because we need all we can get. We need to learn all we can learn because we living in the last and the evil days. And God is holding us responsible for things he give us that we're not doing. So we have to be on our job doing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said to do. So today, I want to thank everyone that came to the line for the broadcast today on spiritual warfare. And if anyone on the line would like to say anything or anyone like to call in and leave a message for joy and peace, feel free to leave it on Blog Talk, www.blogtalk.com, and I will get it under Joy and Peace CDC or Joy and Peace Community Ministry. So that is our broadcast for today. We hope you was able to get something out, spiritual maturity. And until next week, All of you all be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.